today, and we're about to responsively confess the amazing Athanasian Creed. You've heard the word of creation, how God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. You've heard the Great Commission in Matthew 28, which we will look at. And you've heard about Jesus of Nazareth raised and ascended to the right hand of God. Today, all around the world, Christians are celebrating the Holy Trinity, not just as a doctrine, but as the very lifeblood of the Christian, who we are, how we define our existence, and who God is for us. The Athanasian Creed is named after Pastor Athanasius, the Orthodox confessor of the Christian faith, who opposed the heretic Arius, who taught that Jesus was but a creature. And in 325 AD, when the church wrote the Nicene Creed, Athanasius was there confessing that Jesus was not a creature, but was the Creator, along with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And ever since, as we confess the Apostles' Nicene and Athanasian Creed, we affirm the deity of all three persons of the Holy Trinity, the Father as Creator, the Son as Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit as Sanctifier. As the banner on the wall, which we put up every Trinity Sunday, shows you, that the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God, but the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are distinct persons within the mystery of the Holy Trinity. This mystery we'll proclaim today with all the church throughout all the world on this annual Trinity Sunday. You see, the only true God is one God in three persons, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There is no other God. But this is not just mere doctrine. It is our life. Your Father created you. The Son is your brother and has redeemed you. And the Holy Spirit is your comforter. This is our life. This is our existence, the Holy Trinity. So let us briefly consider, first of all, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, then the love of God the Father, and then the communion of the Holy Spirit. Let us begin with the second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The reason we call Jesus Redeemer is he is called Jesus of Nazareth, who with his works and his miracles and his wonders was a sign to point that he was God in human flesh. When he was delivered up to be crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men, he was raised on the third day, and he appeared over a period of 40 days to give convincing proofs that he was truly raised. Then he ascended to the right hand of God as our intercessor and our mediator. This Holy One, the resurrected one, eyewitnesses ate breakfast with him. They saw him, they spoke with him. And they saw him exalted to the right hand of God, where he is over all of the universe as Lord and Christ. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is that the sinless one died for us sinful ones. The Lamb without blemish gave his blood for we sheep who had gone astray. And the Father in heaven accepted the sacrifice of Christ upon the cross in our place. The blood that Jesus spilt was for us. He needed no forgiveness. We need forgiveness. And when Christ was raised from the dead, God the Father announced to the whole world, "I have accepted my Son's sacrifice. It is paid in full. He who believes has everlasting life because your sins are covered with the righteousness of Jesus Christ." That is why Jesus came. You see, Jesus was the Son of God in eternity before he was ever born of Mary. And when he gave the Great Commission in Matthew 28, Galilee and the mountaintop, Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Now, if that's true, we better listen to Jesus, for he has all authority. He says, "As you go now, make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all that I have commanded you," which is why we have the New Testament. and I am with you always to the end of the world. Jesus spoke to you today in the gospel lesson in Matthew with the Great Commission. St. Peter talked to you in his sermon in the book of Acts. And God talked to you through Moses in Genesis today, explaining the creation of the world. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is what has made you who you are. You cannot stand in front of the Holy God by yourself in your sin. You need Jesus there with you. You need His righteousness to cover you. You need His forgiveness and His atoning blood to wash your sins away. And when you stand on that last day, you will be, through faith in Him, one of the sheep on the right who inherit eternal life. Rejoice today in the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that is with you right now through faith. Secondly, rejoice in the love of God the Father, the first person of the Holy Trinity. God the Father, the Creator, attested that Jesus was His Son by the mighty works He did through Jesus. Jesus enabled the blind man to see, put His fingers in the ear of a deaf man so he could hear, touched the lepers and the leprosy disappeared, raised a young girl who had died. And by God's definitive plan and foreknowledge, He was delivered up by Pilate to be crucified. But the Father raised His Son from the dead. The Father said that He is always with His Son, who is at His right hand, which means His place of power. And God made an oath, "You will sit on David's throne, His eternal throne, forever." And Jesus does. This Father, the Lord, said to my Lord, which is the Son, "Sit at my right hand until I make all enemies a footstool for your feet." God the Father made Jesus both Lord and Christ. You know, the world laughs at Jesus, the unbelieving world. But when He comes on the last day, there will be no laughing. All knees will bow before Jesus. His enemies will be a footstool for His feet. He will bring judgment upon the unbelieving world, but His believers ushered into paradise in heaven as His sheep. The Lord is our Lord and Christ, and the Father authenticates that. Think of the work of God the Father in Genesis this morning. Did you know that all three persons of the Trinity are clearly in Genesis and the creation? In the beginning, God, that is the Father, created the heavens and the earth. The Word through which He created everything was His Son, Jesus. And the Spirit of God hovered over the surface of the waters. All three persons of the Trinity were involved in creation. And you know, it's not an accident. It's actually in the Hebrew of Genesis, the plural pronoun. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit says, "Let us," that is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, "make man, male and female, in our image, in the likeness and image of the triune God." You know, the Trinity itself is a great mystery to us, which we proclaim and we believe. But it's just as mysterious to think that we, male and female, have been made in the image of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We will only understand that fully when we go to heaven, but rejoice that through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, you've been redeemed. But through the creative act of God the Father, you were made, male or female, in the image of the triune God. Astounding. This is your life. This is who you are. Everything about you, God made, like a potter shaping the clay. Rejoice in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Rejoice in the love of God the Father. And finally, rejoice in the communion of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, we call the third person of the Trinity, the Sanctifier. You would not be here this morning if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit. Last week was Pentecost Sunday. The sound of the rushing wind, the tongues of fire upon their heads, and they spoke in all the languages of the world the gospel, reversing the Tower of Babel. So now the gospel goes to all people of all nations. You received the Holy Spirit when you were baptized promised by the Father. He poured out upon you what we've seen and heard in the life of Jesus, which you believe. Your faith that you have in Christ is not something you created. It is a gift of the Holy Spirit. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. When you were baptized in the triune name, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, when you received the Holy Spirit, renewal, rebirth, and born again by water and Spirit, the Holy Spirit has touched you with faith in Christ Jesus. You know, you don't need to go to try to find some way to experience God. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit tells you, this is how you intersect with me and how I intersect with you, through the means of grace. When the Word of God is preached to your ears, He is touching you. When you are taught or read the Word of God, He is coming into your life and heart. When you are baptized, like this child was this morning, you're given faith in the Holy Spirit and touched by water. When you heard the word of absolution this morning, that was Jesus using my lips simply to tell you, I forgive you your sins. And when you receive Holy Communion under the bread and wine, it is Jesus who says, this is my body, this is my blood. This is where God touches you, through the means of grace. You know, the reason pastors remind people of the third commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, which means come to church regularly, is not because you're supposed to do some kind of religious duty. You are coming here to receive God's gifts in His divine service, forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. He is giving you these gifts, and then you and I respond with faith, worship, prayer, and thanksgiving. So, my friends, in conclusion, God is as close to you as water and bread and wine and the words you hear with your ears. He is not far away, but He is near to you. Think of how the Father has worked. The Father sent His Son, who completed the work of our salvation, who sent the Holy Spirit, who inspired the apostles to write the New Testament, which you read and creates faith in your heart. So with faith in your heart, you pray through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the name of Jesus, to God the Father. This is a two-way conversation by word and prayer. From the Father, through the Son, through the Spirit, through the Word of God to you, through prayer in the Holy Spirit, through Jesus to God the Father. Don't let the devil, the world, or your sinful flesh break that chain. Hear the Word of God every day and pray to Him. The devil tries to talk you into, you don't have no time for the Word, you got no time for prayer, and then the conversation with the Lord ends. Hear the Word each day, pray to Him each day. Keep that conversation going, and knowing that the Holy Spirit is involved in every single aspect of your life. Praise the name of the Holy Trinity, the communion of the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. This morning, please take out the insert in your bulletin. This is the Athanasian Creed. I will speak the L part for the pastor. The congregation will speak the C. Responses with the vicar. In the back, he will also lead the men and women in the responsive proclamation of the Athanasian Creed. Please stand. Whoever desires to be saved must above all hold the Catholic, that is, universal faith.
Whoever is not in the world and defiled will without doubt perish eternally.
The Catholic faith is this:
that we worship one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity, neither confusing the persons nor dividing the substance.
For the Father is one person, the Son is another, and the Holy Spirit is another.
But the Godhead of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit is one. The glory equal, the majesty co-eternal.
Such as the Father is, such as the Son, and such as the Holy Spirit.
The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, the Holy Spirit uncreated.
The Father infinite, the Son infinite, the Holy Spirit infinite.
The Father eternal, the Son eternal, the Holy Spirit eternal.
And yet there are not three eternals, but one eternal.
Just as there are not three uncreated, or three infinites, but one uncreated, and one infinite.
In the same way the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, the Holy Spirit almighty.
And yet there are not three almighties, but one almighty.
So the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God.
And yet there are not three gods, but one God.
So the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, and the Holy Spirit is Lord.
And yet there are not three Lords, but one Lord.
Just as we are compelled by the Christian truth to acknowledge each distinct person as God and Lord,
so also are we prohibited by the Catholic religion to say that there are three gods or Lords.
Father is not made, nor created, nor begotten by anyone.
The Son is neither made nor created, but begotten of the Father alone. The Holy Spirit is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created, nor begotten, but proceeding.
Thus there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits.
And in this Trinity, none is before or after another, none is greater or less than another. But the whole three persons are co-eternal with each other and co-equal, so that in all things, as has been stated above, the Trinity in unity and unity in Trinity is to be worshipped. Therefore, whoever desires to be saved must think thus about the Trinity.
But it is also necessary for everlasting salvation that one faithfully believe the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Therefore, it is the right faith that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is at the same time both God and man. He is God begotten from the substance of the Father before all ages. And he is man, born from the substance of his mother in this age. Perfect God and perfect man, composed of a rational soul and human flesh.
Equal to the Father with respect to his divinity, less than the Father with respect to his humanity.
Although he is God and man, he is not two, but one Christ.
One, however, not by the conversion of the divinity into flesh, but by the assumption of the humanity into God.
One altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person.
For as the rational soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ.
Who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead.
Ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from whence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
At his coming, all people will rise again with their bodies, and give an account concerning their own deeds.
Those who have done good will enter into eternal life, and those who have done evil into eternal fire.
This is the Catholic faith. Whoever does not believe it faithfully and firmly cannot be saved.
The prayer of the church.